Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. This is wrapping up. We're wrapping up the new year, or the old year, I should say, 2010, the first year of the second decade of the 21st century, with our good friend Leslie Kossoff. She's joining us all the way from Paris. How appropriate is that, ladies and gentlemen, for someone in the EU to be joining us to wrap up the year here, in our case, in America? And as you know, Leslie is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She's already had her 10th anniversary. No, actually, she's about to have her 10th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust in a couple of months. She's the author of Executive Thinking, also Managing for Quality, but especially her new work, which is absolutely a watershed work, the Executive Field Guides. Folks, you got to know about these. And I'm so glad that she's back. Leslie Kossoff, welcome back.
It's my pleasure, Jim, and especially to be ending the old year and starting the new year with you.
Thank you. Listeners. Yeah, yes. Exactly. I appreciate you. I appreciate you doing that. And what do you think about my point that I've been driving home for the last year or so, that we are in the second decade of the 21st century? I'm really trying to partition, Leslie, eras of time. You know, we had the 20th century. Then we had the 21st century, and I talked about that in the last decade. You know, it's all about the 21st century. Things are different here than they were the last century. But now I'm saying that the second decade of the 21st century is going to be like another age, another era. What do you think?
I agree with you absolutely. And we've touched on it at different times because you saw the arc of this coming. And you've been pushing this agenda, and it all surrounds the customer.
That's right.
And it's been fascinating for me over these last couple, 3 years as your thinking clarified and really started putting that focus on the customer experience, on the fact that it is really the customer that is now driving the process. And that
they're in control. The age of the customer is here, and they're in control.
Absolutely. And that's the thing that technology did that no one really expected. We were all looking at technology from the perspective of what we would be able to do, not what the customer would be able to demand. And that really is now what's different. And the marvelous thing is that the technology and the thinking process is all there to make it easy for us to make it straightforward and profitable to get at what it is that the customer wants. We just have to be aware of it.
Well, the big break point to me on this thing, Leslie, is this, and folks, I'll remind you that it's pretty simple. The age of the customer is replacing the age of the seller. The age of the seller has been around for about 10,000 years. We've had this one age, and that's where the seller had control of two of the three major elements of the relationship. They had the product, they had the information, the customer had the other one, which was the buying decision. But now, Leslie, as you alluded to a minute ago, customers now have access to the information and all that they want. And that puts them now in control of two of those three. The seller still has the product, and they still produce the information, but the customer has access to it early on. And that's what's changing things. And here's what's happening, Leslie. It's shining sunlight on the values of the seller. And what I mean by that is that sunlight is making it very clear immediately almost whether the seller is doing in reality what they say they are doing.
Absolutely. And what the customer wants is for there to be a clear commitment on the part of the seller to, as you say, provide what they say they're going to be providing in the way that the customer is looking for it, and not to be, you're sold a bill of goods now, that's the end.
You know, right.
As the seller, you are dead in the water, and you deserve to be.
And here's the beautiful, here's the exciting part to me, Leslie. This is why the more I learn and understand about the age of the customer, the more excited I get for small businesses. Because
yes.
Customers are demanding the values match up with what you say you're going to do to what you do, and nobody does that better and easier and more consistently and with more relish than a small business. And I think small businesses are poised to own this next decade, folks. But you got to get your head out of the sand and any other dark places and realize this. We're going to be right back with our good friend Leslie Kossoff. She's joining us all the way from Paris, France. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.